Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. This is Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark, and today we have a very special guest. I have been waiting 7 years, no, 8 years, correction, to interview her because she's amazing actress. I miss her in daytime. I gotta get her back on daytime. Okay, that's my goal for 2018. People, get Melissa also back on daytime. So you guys, you know her as the awesome Natalie Buchanan from One Life to Live, and also Serena from Day to Live a Life. They sort of never killed her off. And if you have any, if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-850-8721. And here's Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Oh, my God. I'm good. Well, now I'm good. Last week, no. But no, I have been waiting 8 years to interview you. Eight years. I mean, yes. And, I mean, it's so hard on Twitter for people to see every question. So I get that. But will you please come back to daytime for me? Because I totally miss seeing you 5 days a week on my screen. Oh. I cried when Serena died. That was wrong on so many levels. And, yeah, it was wrong. So, and, you know, with One Life to Live, you were there for such a long time playing Natalie. And that role, Melissa, you... Every day that you were on One Life to Live, you always walked it out of the park. You were so amazing, and I miss that. I miss seeing Natalie and her little crazy little things. So would you like to get back in the daytime community? Yeah, daytime.
Sure,
yeah, would you?
I mean, I'm still very, very connected with people within the daytime community, and done a couple of the online dopes, like the one on Amazon called Ladies of the Lake. I'm going to be on coming up soon.
Oh, you're oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. And I've done The Bay. So definitely still working on stuff here and there. And, you know, of course, I'm always open to whatever comes in front of me, you know.
People, Center Hospital, pick her up. No, I've always said that now that the whites went back to Frank for One Life to Live, I don't see why we couldn't get Natalie, you know, back on there. But, you know, I mean, that's what the fans have been wanting for the last 5 years, ever since One Life to Live went off the air. Everyone wants, you know, your character back. Your character was one of those characters that people fell in love with. And my question is, you and Michael Easton had the best chemistry ever. Wait, Michael Easton, yeah. Right? Yeah, I'm losing. Yeah, Don McBain. Yes, it's early in the morning. Yes, how was it working with Michael Easton, and how was doing the whole Natalie and Zahn storyline? Because that was incredible.
Oh, Michael. He's wonderful to work with. So easy, and easy on the eyes, easy on the ears. No, he's fantastic, and was a wonderful partner for so many years. He's a very lovely actor and very giving, and taught me a lot. And just, I felt like we had a really great, not only do we have a good chemistry, but we had a really good working relationship. I think we played well off of each other, and it was fun. I really loved our storyline. I thought it was fun because there were so many years where we actually, our characters weren't together. Excuse me. So
yep.
It was, it was very much this like tease and then this tease and then this tease and then this tease. So it was like the dangling carrot forever. So when it finally paid out in the end, it was quite nice.
Well, when if I'm the way I see Dawn and Allie, and I will always say this, it was like a puss and poor relationship. Like, you know,
yeah.
You like, I mean, sometimes it wasn't the right timing for Dawn, you know, for Dawn or Allie. And I just feel like, you know, if One Life to Live had been able to go on, I would have loved to see more of that relationship going forward, because there was so much, I believe, that, you know, that could have been written for with you guys, because of this,
mm-hmm.
like you said, you had a strong relationship, and I really believe that it was one of the best relationships as a couple in daytime ever, you
really?
Know, one of the top 10, you know, couples of all
mm-hmm.
time, and that's really good. You know,
yeah,
and yeah, and also I am friends with Jessica Morris, you know, who
Me
was
too?
Also on One Life to Live, and they killed her. I'm sure not over that. But
right.
Yeah, okay, was I dreaming, or were you guys doing a project together, or did I?
Oh, we do projects together all the time. Jess and I are very,
oh
very,
my
very
gosh,
close.
Okay,
we're,
good.
Yeah, we're writing partners, we're acting buddies partners, so yeah, producing partners. So we work together quite a bit.
Well, I thought I saw that, but I'm like, wasn't sure. I'm like, how, so what are you guys doing, like, the writing, production, what are you doing right now? I mean, what have you done?
Well,
like,
you
know,
a couple of years ago, we did, well, a couple of years ago, we produced with a few of our other partners, Sonia Blangiardo and Brandon Gunz and Teresa Sakala, we produced a pilot called Viral, which was a comedy, and of course we acted in it, and then since then, she and I have also written, we wrote a story that has been picked up by a production company called Thriller Films, and we're in the pre stages right now. Moving forward to get it into production this year, and then we basically worked on a couple of other projects that we can't talk about yet. And what else? And then of course just our silly normal, you know, Jess and Melissa, whatever it is that we're doing at the moment, kind of thing.
Well, I mean, you know, and please tell Jessica, Carly says hi, and when you guys
Hello?
Projects, when you guys can talk about the project, come back on here, because you guys are so adorable, and so,
oh,
I mean, I love seeing all the pictures of that, and, you know, I think, you know, writing and producing sounds really fun, and, I think that's really good. I mean, you know, but it's, like you said, it's really hard to get a project up and running and to, like, sell it to a network or Lifetime, because you never know who's going to pick it up or who's not going to like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Very
Even
true.
Though I like to love every project you're in. But that's just me.
Well, that's cool. I'll take it.
Well, okay, so when you were, I have a couple of One Life to Live questions, because it always amazed me that when you first came, when Natalie first came to town, she was kind of like a little bad girl, which I loved. I loved it when Natalie could be bad. But what I really enjoyed was the Natalie and Rex relationship. That you and Dawn
yeah.
Paul, you know, as brother and sisters, because I never wanted Rex and Allie to get together. No, I never
yeah.
wanted that. But there was this brother-sister relationship there, and it was, you know, amazing to see.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. I love John Paul, and I feel like I've always kind of felt like we had this brother-sister relationship of some sort. He reminds me a lot of my cousin, who I think of as a brother. So it kind of played into working as far as like seeing him as my brother. But yeah, I thought we had a really lovely, caring brother-sister relationship. And I love the storyline behind that, where, you know, Roxy was taking care of them, but Roxy was kind of doing Roxy thing. And so Natalie really had to look out for Rex, and then Rex, you know, got taken away. And, you know, just kind of seeing how both of them turned out, even kind of living separately for so many years, and then how they were able to kind of make it into the world of the Buchanans and turn around their lives and end up being good people.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I thought that was one of the best things about, you know, you guys. And I loved, Irene on a couple of years, like 2 years ago. I love her. But you guys, mm-hmm. you, Roxy and Natalie, oh my goodness. You guys could play up the comedy really, really well. But when it became like you had to do like the serious moment, mm-hmm. you two always brought it. It was like, okay, Roxy really messed up big time. But mm-hmm. in the end, you were able to forgive her and mm-hmm. have that relationship still, even though, you know, you were a big canon. I mean, that's
yeah.
what I thought was a really good thing for them to do.
Yeah. It's kind of incredible when you think of Natalie's arc over the years, because it really is such a, I mean, in a way, it's so fortunate that we got to see the show end, because you get to see that finality. You know, you finally see how everybody's story played out, and just seeing her go from the petulant, angry, you know, teenage child to, you know, a woman who learned to forgive and who learned to love. Pretty incredible, actually, now that I look back.
Well, I mean, no, it was. And when, see, I always feel sorry for Natalie, because when they put that you would miss Lawrence's daughter in there, my heart dropped for Natalie. I'm like, oh my God, if this is true, she has a psychopath for a father. And then, you know, they thought, you know, and then they tried to put Jessica as Mrs. Dollar, but I think the way it ended with you and Natalie and Jessica almost coming full circle, you guys, mm-hmm. this, like, you guys saw it till the end.
Yeah.
You guys just stuck it through, and I just think when they made Natalie a true Buchanan, it was like Natalie could have both, you know, both words of, you know, Roxy in her life, but also Buchanan, this family that she never had, and now she's getting it. And I just thought that was pretty extraordinary, the way they just wrote the Natalie and Jessica whole storyline, with Vicky
mm-hmm.
not knowing, oh, by the way, yeah, I had twins.
Right.
You know, it was, yeah, oh, by the way, because it felt like that came, I mean, not out of nowhere, but for the fans, I'm like, wait, what? What? I mean, so I think for people to really like that idea, because it was almost like, not stressed at birth, but something like that. And I just thought you two played it so well together. Every time, that relationship that you have with Jessica is, I think you guys were really great sisters and you were twins, mm-hmm. even though you guys are kind of different, but I think that's what,
mm-hmm.
I think that's how it works. I just really think that when Life and Live was continued, everyone would
mm-hmm.
everyone would love seeing that, because it just, It was an amazing time for you on My Life and Love. I mean, you were there for so long. I mean, not long, but, you know, you were there for a while.
Yeah, it was,
and,
yeah, it was a decade.
Yeah, and, you know, you came in young. And, you know, it was just, for me, it was just like, when you were not on my screen that day, I will confess, people, that, you know, I waited till the weekend to watch, because if you were not on, why am I going to... Now I get my Natalie fix, so I just had to tell you that because it's the truth. But let's move on to Days of Our Life. That you were so amazing on that, and I still get mad at the, you know, why they're for carrying Serena off. That wasn't an okay thing to do. So how did you like Days of Our Life? Because you were incredible on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed Days. I had a really great time there. In fact, I just have to say, you know, the cast and the crew all around, everybody there was just wonderful. You know, very, very nice people, very, very fun to work with. It was a really great year just to, you know, get to know everybody from that show. Because unfortunately, with being out in New York, I felt like I really didn't get to know a lot of the people from the LA shows. So It was really nice to kind of go on there and meet all of these great people. And then on top of it, their crew, who is just so, I mean, I just love those guys and gals. And just everyone. I mean, I really can't say enough about how many people I absolutely adore there still. And, you know, it was fun. It was an interesting storyline. It was different, and you know, it ended the way it ended. You know, these things happen, and it's part of daytime life. In fact, you know, doing what I did on One Life was very. I mean, that was a rare thing. You don't typically see. I mean, you can, but it's not as often that you see people. Stay on a show for a really long time, and especially if you're not family, and you know my character wasn't related to anyone, so you know, when the tides change.
Well, yeah, but what I loved about Serena, I mean, you know, in a way, it was kind of okay that you were not related, because you know sometimes I feel like. On soaps, we need, like, a couple of characters who are not related.
Right.
Because on soaps, come on, everyone is related
right.
to someone.
Related.
Yeah, in a crazy kind of thing. So I just loved that you would, I mean, at first when I thought you were there, my money was, like, on you were a Kiriakis, and then my money was on Jamila. So then I stopped betting because I was totally wrong. But you and, well, yes, I was wrong. But you and Greg Bond, that Eric and Serena were really incredible. I mean, I wish they would have took you guys in more of a, you know, happy place and, getting married and whatever, but they killed you off. How was working with Greg Bond, and how did you like the Serena and Eric relationship?
Well, I really liked it. I mean, I felt like, you know, Greg, first of all, Greg's from Texas, and I'm from Texas, so there was that. We already had an immediate bond. but Greg Bond is so sweet. And again, another one who's easy on the eyes. But we had a lot of fun together. And I thought that, you know, it was fun playing opposite him, you know, especially coming off of the storyline that he had with being a former priest and, you know, all the stuff that he dealt with that. And then it was kind of cool, too, to have this, like, history that neither one of us had actually played out. You know, it was just part of the storyline. So So it wasn't like, oh, we just met, you know, it was kind of nice to feel like we had this little secret, you know, that we had this relationship in Africa and all these things that had happened. And, you know, so it was kind of cool. In fact, speaking of Africa, I found out recently that Days is now playing again in South Africa, which I guess for a while it
really
stopped playing there. Yeah, and
wow.
The cool part is like when it came back, and they started like really close to the time when Serena came to Days. So yeah, so I was like, oh, how fun! So now like I'm in South Africa, which my character was in Africa, so I think that's
neat. Well, yeah, and what I loved about that at least you got 1 year, I think 1 year, to do the whole Brady Christmas. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of fun. Every time I've had one of the guys on the show, I keep forgetting to ask them because, you know, after all, they are cute and they distract me really badly. Okay, when you were taping in the Brady Pup, how big how big is the set of the Brady Pup? Because it looks so big on TV. And I know it's probably
small.
Really small.
Yeah, totally. It's totally small.
Well, I just, you know, when you watch it on TV, like, wow, that is a really big restaurant. And then you think, oh, no, it's not. It's small. But, no, I just you know, I just thought when they put you in that Christmas episode, which I still have people, it was really good because it was kind of nice for outside character to have, like, Christmas with the Bradys. I always thought that was a really good thing. And also, I loved you and Mary Beth. When you guys had a couple of scenes, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, she's really good.
Exactly, and so, okay, when you left Days, okay, now when you left Days, when they killed you off, for you, when, you know, the whole serious necktie, okay, so when you filmed that, were you freaking out, or, because here you are filming a death scene, and I don't know, that would freak me out if I was filming a death scene and I was getting soaked by a tie. So how was that?
The death scene?
Yeah,
it was
really cool, actually.
I mean, I had never actually died on screen before. So when they told me they were going to kill off my character, I had said to Albert, I was like, please, 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 can I do a death scene? I've never done one. And I seriously doubt that they wrote it in just for me, but I will say I was really excited that they had to do a flashback scene and they actually got to do it. But it was kind of fun. I mean, I know that they're like scary to watch and stuff, but it was actually really fun to, like, you know, go through that whole process and, you know, try to make it look real and not look cheesy. But yeah, it was cool. Ended up being
well,
more fun than
yeah,
mom would
I mean,
expect.
Because I was screaming on the TV, no, don't kill Serena. And, you know, it would be nice if my TV would just be nice and answer me back because it won't. And on the dates I really wanted to, it won't answer me back. And I'm, like, screaming at, you did what? But, no, I thought the whole death scene of you was awesome, even though I don't like death scene, but you did really well, and you came back today just a little while ago. I mean, probably for you it was like a year ago because they taped 6 months in advance, but you came back for like the Special Dream Secret episode. How was that to be back, and how was...
Oh, gosh, that was so fun. I really, really enjoyed it. We had such a fun time, like, playing all of that. And I mean, it was only, like, a few scenes, but, it was really great to be back and see everybody and just kind of enjoy that you know, getting to reacquaint myself with everyone. Wish I had gotten to see more of the actors, but, you know, I was only in those scenes, and just kind of the way it fell, I didn't get to run into as many people as I would have loved, but it was great seeing those that I did. But yeah, it was fun. We had a really good time, and you know, I always love doing a little stunt work, so it was fun to do that too.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I know, since, you know, you also been doing movies, and you've done a couple of movies, and Deadly Exposed, is it out yet, or is it going to be out?
Exposé?
Exposé.
It's okay. It's on Amazon, and I can't remember. It was Amazon, I think iTunes as well.
Okay.
And it's possible it's also on Vimeo, but it's definitely Amazon, because I do remember seeing it on there.
So, people that haven't seen it, what is the movie about? The TV show movie?
The movie is about, it's basically, my character is a detective, and her partner is, I'm having that, not having enough coffee in the morning.
I know, me too.
I know. I'm like, Brandon and I are partners in, you know, in the detective agency. See, look, I'm still not making any sense. And the police, and the police department. Wow. It'll come out eventually. There is, at some point you start to realize that, first there's like a murder that happens, and then shortly thereafter you start to realize that there's a serial killer. And my character Maxine goes on the hunt to try to figure out who the serial killer is, and then it starts to get very close to home for her. So it's got like a little bit of action in it, definitely suspenseful. You know, it's cool. It's actually a very different role for me. So just because it was, and it wasn't. It reminded me a lot of Natalie's, you know, CSI days. But
yes.
Right, but a little more mature and a little different, you know. But yeah, it was fun. I had a really great time shooting that. That was actually a lot of fun, and you know, and just so many great people to work with. Director Chris James and all the actors. I mean, I got to work with Laura Lee Bell, who Laura Lee Bell forever. I know. I mean, she's like. She's amazing. I love her. She's just a really, really good actress, and she's the sweetest person in person. I just adore her. But yeah, so it was a fun project to do.
Well, people, go on Amazon, go on iTunes, you need to watch it, because you know it's really good. You and I coffee this morning, I know. Yes, you said you're from Texas. Was your family okay, or were you guys was your family hard hit, or were you guys okay?
With the hurricane?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Oh, yes.
My family was okay. I have just a couple of family members that live in Houston, but they were fine. They were up higher, so they didn't end up getting affected. I think they maybe lost power, but they didn't end up flooding, which is great. So thankfully they were in the clear.
Well, I just thought, you know, growing up, I'm like, it'd be fun to go through a hurricane. And I thought about it, and after seeing the hurricane for Texas and Florida. Yeah, okay. So that's off my bucket list, you guys, because, you know, hurricanes are really scary. So, growing up in Texas, growing up in Texas, I love Texas. I cannot wait to go back there. I just love Texas. How was it growing up? Did you grow up in Texas, like, all of your life, or were you just there for a little while? Or?
Nope, all my life. I was there, let's see, I was there up until 1998? No, yeah, the end of 97, beginning of 98.
Wow.
That's when I left, yeah. And I won't tell you when I started there because that would tell you when I was born. But if you IMDb, you can probably figure it out.
No. See? Melissa, you know, you and I, I think, are going to be really good friends. Because last week when I was in the ER, people, they had to put an arm with dummy, which was fine. It told my birthday. But do they have to just announce my age on this bracelet? I was mad. I'm okay, you have your birthday, but then you need how old you are. So, yes, I get that. I really get how you were, you know. It's really frustrating, and I still think actresses, they should not put people's ages on Wikipedia or Google or anything. Because, come on. Women do not need to know that. Women really doesn't need to know that at all, because it's just like, okay, stop it. Do you get to go home a lot, and do you miss the barbecue? Because when I was in Texas, I fell in love with the barbecue, and I live in Seattle, and we don't have that many barbecue places, so I get mad that we don't. So, yeah.
I do. My favorite barbecue is actually in the hill country. I think that's, like, you can't get, like, anything better. Like, I don't know. I've just been obsessed with barbecue that I've found in hill country more than anywhere else. I mean, there's great barbecue in the Dallas area, but hill country just, like, I don't know, it just supersedes all. And in fact, actually, I forget the name of it, but there's a couple that opened up a barbecue place in Manhattan, and they are from the hill country, and it tastes exactly the same. Just really good smoked meat, and my goodness, it is delicious.
Well,
my mouth was watering. You get me all hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but you're the one that brought up Texas. No, I'm kidding. But no, you know, a lot of the actresses and actors, this one, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the daytime mode. Do you realize a lot of people are from Texas? I did not know until like last week when I was doing research on something, and I found that, I'm like, that is very interesting. You know, Well, did you know there's a lot of actors and actresses
that are
in Texas?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Yeah. I just thought that was, you know, incredible and funny and everything.
Totally. By the way, I just wanted to throw in really quick. Deadly Exposé is actually, I was incorrect. It's on Amazon, and it's on iTunes, and it's on Vimeo. I was wrong. I thought before it was not, but it is on Vimeo. And it's myself and Brandon Beamer and Alicia, I'm probably going to say it wrong, Ochiz, I think. And if I said it wrong, Oxy. Anyway, it's Alicia, and then it's spelled O-C-H-E-S-E, and she's awesome. She's amazing. And she plays my best friend in the movie. And then of course, Laura Lipo's in it, and a bunch of other fun, awesome people. So definitely check it out if you get a chance.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, you all are aware that Laura Lipo. So you were studying a movie with almost like the daytime or at least daytime or, you know, day. I mean, come on, the Bears have been major big family in the suburb for, you know, over, I don't know, 45 years. So that is incredible that you got to do a movie with her. That is almost like doing a movie with Princess Kate from Britain. I said that. And, well, I mean, it's the daytime one. Okay, I'm going to bring on a couple of callers, and then at the end, you and I are playing a really fun game. Don't worry, it's not bad.
Ooh.
It's not bad. Are you up for a game?
Okay, I'm up
okay,
for it.
I am bringing on my boys. David, you on the air?
Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a fan of yours.
Great.
I'm a big fan of Natalie. Okay, my question. My favorite love story was with Garrett. What was like that love story? My favorite scene was with you and Garrett.
The Jared?
Death scene. It's death scene. What was that like?
Wait, did you say the death scene?
You and Garrett.
Yeah, is that what you said?
Garrett.
Death scene? The death scene was. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Are you talking about Jared or are you talking about my death scene on.
Garrett from White to Live.
Oh, gotcha.
Jared.
Jared, yeah. Oh, gosh. That was heartbreaking. So heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I love John Brotherton, which if you don't know, he's on Fuller House, which
uh-huh.
If you haven't checked it out, you should totally go check it out. Yeah, I love him so much. He's a really unique person, just because he's got such a heart that is just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a really, really big, big, big heart. And I love that about him. And he was just a great person to work with. And I was really sad when they killed him, and also for my little family, my fake family. Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, you were great in that scene. You were great.
Oh,
also, what was
thank
like
you.
With Paul Carey and Clint Ritchie?
With Clint Ritchie?
Yes.
And Phil Carey. And Phil
yep.
Carey.
Phil Carey?
Yep.
Working with them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. These men are just, like, they're so iconic, first of all. And then they had that, like, old school presence
yeah.
about them, you know? Just funny and, but just very, very comfortable with who they are. And I absolutely adored Phil. I remember, I think it was like probably my first year. It might have been like right after I found out I was playing Natalie. And I said something like trying to be endearing, but it didn't come off the right way, which was typical of me.
Yeah.
But it was like, I said something like, called him grandpa or something. I don't even know. And he turned around and he kind of gives me this look like, you know, not yet. Like it was too soon. You know what I mean? And and I forget exactly what he said, but I was like, oh no. And then it wasn't too much later. We started having scenes together and just immediately like, you know, hearts immediately for each other. And yeah, he was great. He was a really sweet man. And I'm very fortunate that I got to have him as a grandpa. And Clint Ritchie,
yeah.
I didn't get to work with him a lot because he was already off the show when I came, but then he came back for a few of those, you know, just kind of coming back in for cameos here and there. And, you know, he was just lovely, very lovely, very sweet to work with.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite storyline on what you did, you were a part of?
Favorite story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whew, there was quite a few. I don't know if off the top of my head, because there were so many, I don't know if I have my favorite, but one of my memorable ones was when Mitch kidnapped Natalie for like I think
the
last mm-hmm. we'll just say the last time. But he kidnapped Natalie. That storyline, and also actually the one where he kidnapped her before, where let's see what happened. There was something where because then like Walker had her in that cabin. And then Mitch was behind all of that, right? I don't know. God, that was so long ago. Anyway, those are kind of my favorites.
Well, thanks for my question. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay, David, I'm going to put you on hold. And hey, Bobby.
Hey, Melissa. Let me just say, first of all, Melissa, I've been waiting almost 14 years to actually get a chance to meet you because I never got a chance when you did the Super Soap or the Days of Days events. And I'm just happy. Yeah, because Debbie O'Connor had me in your fan club for a while. And then when you done Days, I was going to rejoin. And then I noticed that Jen Lilly, who you never worked with on Days, ended up getting involved in that, so I ended up joining her fan club. So I kind of just regret not having to rejoin your fan club or join Martha's or Marie and keep up to date with what they were doing since they were on Days.
I'm glad that we're finally saying hello.
Yeah, because I want to thank you for all the birthday cards and letters you sent me when Debbie O'Connor allow me to join your fan club back in the day when you were on One Life to Live.
But never did that
when you came over to the online version because when you came on to Days, because like I said with Days, Jen was just starting to join Debbie O'Connor's club and I kind of ended up just signing with her because of the fact that I enjoyed her work even though you went on there for a short time. But I remember, since you talked about Texas Barbecue earlier, I remember you telling a story to Ty Treadway on SoapNet Soap Talk with Lisa Renan about 15 years ago on how you, growing up in Texas, you would like how you enjoyed chili con queso and Sonic food growing up in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I love Sonic.
Yeah,
I didn't eat it as frequently as I did back then.
Yeah, me too. I did send you a menu, actually, when they started doing breakfast after our Sonic opened up. I did send you that one day to the ABC studios, I just thought I'll just catch on. But I wanted to ask you a quick question because I know that earlier you talked about the relationship you had with JPL on One Life to Live, and had your character stuck in Salem for maybe another 3 or 4 months, that would have been a great reunion between Philip and Serena.
Oh, I know.
I'm just kind of regretting that. Yeah, because I'm kind of regretting
that.
That
would have been so cool.
And it probably would have been interesting had Days didn't kill off Serena, where it would have gone with that relationship, as far as pairing them up, or if there were any connection with the fact that they were related or anything like that.
Sure.
Because you never know on a soap like Days what would happen, because we saw what happened with Natalie and Jessica on One Life to Live when you first came around.
Yeah. Well, and also just like how they touched it with Cassie, like how they had our characters kind of like, oh, I feel like I know you, you know?
Oh, yeah. I forgot Cassie's on there. I forgot Cassie just came back. That would have been a great reunion to have because you two worked together on One Life to Live and everything
We're
else.
Family.
And I just, yeah. But like Carly said at the beginning of the show, it would be great to see you back on Daytime, maybe as Natalie on GH or a new character on GH. And maybe we might see something happen between you and Finn on there since Mike Leeson's now Finn.
Oh, yes. Well, that would be super fun.
Yeah, but I just have one quick question, and I'm just going to then let you go. What was your – I know the elephant storyline probably was the most with something that we would know Serena more for, but what was the most interesting storyline of either When Your Time's on Daytime, Ready, One Life to Live, or All My Children, and General Hot, Days Are Alive, sorry, or that
Wait, what's the question?
Just, what was your favorite storyline do either on Days or One Life to Live during your time? And you can include it in the online edition of One Life to Live if you want to.
I mean, I think I was saying before, I can't think of my favorite storyline, but I think one of my favorite storylines would have been the Mitch thing that I told you about earlier.
Right. I think that storyline was also was a good storyline. Also, I think another storyline that comes quickly on how they briefly paired. I know David Tom's character, Heather Tom's sister's character with Nellie for a brief time. Paul. Yeah, I was thinking it was
Paul,
David, but because of the character, because I'm more familiar with what Heather have done on Bold and Beautiful and more familiar with the family from having seen what they had done on television over the years and stuff like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good character. But listen, you have been a pleasure to talk to. I'll probably will try to send you a tweet out, and I'll try to see if Debbie can include me in the two fan clubs at the same time. And next time there's a possibility, please come to North Carolina one day, because it would be a pleasure to meet you. Because, like I said earlier, I didn't meet you during the time that you had the ABC Super Soaps event or the Days event, and all the other Debbie O'Connor events were in New York or Florida, and that was too far for me to go to. So it would be a pleasure to meet you one day. And if they ask you over on GH, I'll be happy enough to tune in for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You have
Thanks,
a good day.
Thanks, Bobby. I will put you on hold. So I'm playing a little game with you. It's my new game that came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So it's this or that. Like, okay. So, like, would you prefer Target or Amazon?
What was the first one?
This or that. And, you know, what did you like better, Target or Amazon?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because I really like them both. I will say I probably use Amazon more frequently.
See, yes. Yep. Okay, let's see. Beer or wine?
Wine.
Yeah, me too. Pizza or cheeseburger?
Ooh, that's tough. If it's good pizza, then pizza. But if it's like just, you know, your average pizza place, then a burger.
Mm.
Then again, if it's a really good burger, then the burger. I don't know, that's a tough one.
Okay. The beach. Would you rather go to the beach? Or would you rather go to New York where it's snowing right now? Or when it's been snowing?
The beach.
Yeah, me too. This is a good one. Okay. Back in the day, so were you a fan of Friends or Will and Grace?
Both.
I think yes, me too. And, pancakes or waffles?
Probably pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And the last one, country music or pop music?
It depends. I mean, really, country music and pop music are kind of the same now.
Well, yeah. I mean, Well, yeah, it,
country
you're totally
music
right.
is pop, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Pop may not be country, but country has turned into pop. I'm weird with music. It's like a mood-based thing, so it kind of doesn't matter. Like, I don't have a preference. I just have whatever I'm in the mood for. And it could be anything.
Well, yeah.
Except
that's
for heavy metal.
I don't think
I've ever been into heavy metal.
And also, really quick. Okay, so are you a night person or a day person?
I used to be more of a night person, although I feel like I get sleepy earlier now, so I guess I must be more of a day person. I do like being in the light more, so I know that's definitely something that's been a big deal. And I do hate
it when it gets
dark so early because it makes me want to go to bed.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, like, I'm trying to write a screenplay, and when I get into a really good part, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, okay, someone telling me to go to bed. And I'm grateful for it to be winter time, because, I mean, the sun didn't come up until 7. So that gives me, like, you know, 3 hours of darkness. Yeah, but we would love to have you come back. And, we would love for you to come back and let us know about all your other projects.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And
definitely.
If you get a chance, will you ask Jessica if she wouldn't mind, if you don't mind you guys coming on together, I think that would be a really fun interview.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we'd have a blast.
So please ask her. And really quick, okay, right now, what are your five prime time shows that you have to watch?
This Is Us.
Yes, yep.
Modern Family. How to Get Away with Murder. Grey's Anatomy. One more. I'm trying to think of another network, but now I seem to be stuck on the ABC network. Because I don't ever watch, that's why, I don't ever watch anything on TV anymore. I only watch, like, online, so I don't even associate primetime anymore. Well, this isn't really primetime, I guess, or maybe it is. I don't know what you call it, but, I watch it online, but Homeland.
Oh, yeah, I'm just, sometimes I get into shows, like, really late. Like, I have to, like, catch up on, like, 4 seasons, of, you know, and that's where I am with Homeland,
right.
People. Before you go, what is your favorite movie, or do you have a favorite movie?
Yes. My favorite movie is Shining Through. It's
I haven't even heard of that.
And it's really old. It's been my favorite movie since I was young. And it's not even like it's the best movie in the world, or I mean, it's not a bad movie, but it's not. I mean, I definitely wouldn't qualify it as the best movie in the world. But there's something about it that just kind of always had me so curious and so like excited about. A spy factor, you know, the female lead is a spy and or becomes a spy, and it's with Michael Douglas and Melissa, I can see her face, Melanie Griffith. I'm like, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Douglas and Melanie Griffith. And I don't know. It just, like, it was, you know, it was a World War II-based film, and I was kind of always obsessed with spies and World War II and Germany and that kind of thing. I think sometimes I've decided that, like, I was born late, but I wanted to be a spy in World War II for the Americans, but a spy in World War II. Because I learned German in high school and college, and I was very obsessed with it, and I love the whole spy thing.
That is awesome. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, in high school, were you a soap fan, or did you not even? Were you a soap fan
Actually,
when you were
I was.
In high school?
I was.
Oh,
I was a huge fan of Young Larissa's. I was a fan of Young Larissa's for many, 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 many years.
So, did you just watch one soap, two soaps? Oh,
I watched
you
Young
watch?
Larissa's and Bold and the Beautiful. Those are the two
Hi,
that I was like every day. Huh?
No. Kristoff sings on and why, you know, it's a really good friend of mine. And when you said that, I thought I'd be curious. Yeah, no. Why not in both? The reason why I'm asking you this is when I was in high school, no VC. Your VCR would, like, if you put 8 hour time, it would end before even your subs came on, and the stupid timer number would. So, me being me, I skipped a lot. You know, because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, yes, I did. I paid my brother $5 per note to sort of fold my mom's handwriting because I just had to go see it. And, I mean, I know that sounds really, really, really bad, but I've talked to a lot of people who have done the same thing. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because I'm like, oh, I wonder if she ever did that. But, you know, because it's just funny what you remember and what you don't remember and stuff like that. But thank you so much for coming on, and we would love to have you back on the show. And, how's the weather in California? Is it nice? So. Is it bad?
It's nice. No, it's very nice. It's been gorgeous. It's, you know, chilly for here, but, like, that sounds terrible when you talk to anyone who's on the East Coast. So it's absolutely stunning. And I'm grateful that we have sunny skies right now. And even if it's a little chilly, then it just means I can wear pretty winter clothes.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you were not close to the wildfires, were you, or were you okay there?
Actually, I was very close. I was only like a couple miles away, but it was not coming in my direction, so I was very safe on that end. But yeah, it was scary. It was definitely scary.
And the mudslide, you were okay there too?
I was nowhere near that one. Yeah, and all my friends that I know that were in that area were okay, thankfully.
Okay, we would love to have you back, like I said. And,
and if you get a chance,
you know,
check out Melissa the Dork on YouTube.
Exactly, people. I love YouTube. But, yes, thank you for coming on, and we would love to have you back. And have a really good day, because I have to go grocery shopping in a little bit. And I really don't like grocery shopping. But it's either go grocery shopping I'm out of everything. So, yeah, I hate grocery shopping. But sometimes
you
just...
So why don't you, when you go, get me some groceries, too? Deal?
Well, I'm great at Target and, Amazon. But, like, the food stuff, no. But, yeah, thank you so much for coming on. And please keep in touch with me and let me know when you and Jessica can come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the meantime, I don't know if you heard before, but check out Melissa's a Dork on YouTube. New episodes will be coming out soon. I'm not sure exactly the date yet, but stay tuned. I'm sure I'll be putting a trailer out when the next episodes are coming.
Perfect. Thank you so
awesome.
Much. I will link
Thank you.
Everything to
Thanks.
All pages. And have a great day.
Yeah. All right. You
Thank
too.
You.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank
hey,
you,
guys.
Carly, for having... I'm sorry. Thank you, Carly, for having Melissa on, because, like I said, it's been something I've been waiting for 3 years, and even longer, as I told
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, she was great. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey. Hey, David. Well, I tweeted to Maggie... Well, I texted Maggie about the interview, but apparently... I don't know if she got my text in or not.
I mean, maybe Maggie, like, although, you know, overslept or whatever. And, so, yes. Boys. Which one of you wants to go grocery shopping for me?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
I can go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm out of everything, you two. Everything.
Oh.
Well, everything,
no, I had
but,
No, I had lunch today. No, I had lunch today. I had pizza today. I was thinking about eating pizza.
Well, yeah, but I know I have to bite the bullet and actually go. And, you know, I mean, yes, oh, and everyone, I was sick last week. It was not fun. I recommend everyone to get their flu shot because, you know, even though it's only 10% good this year, get it anyway. And I want to send an congratulations to the Patriots. I still can't believe they are in the Super Bowl. I am not happy. I can't stand Tom Brady. Everyone knows that. So, yeah, what about you, Bobby?
Well, I think it was going to be the same thing that we've been talking about, but it's great to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl because at least it would have been different if it was the Seahawks, but I understand that next year they're going to be better. But,
Bobby gets my, you know, little not likeness for Tom Brady. I can't. And then I go to Target people, and they'll a new Tom Brady book, and it's $30. $30
wow.
For that? So, yes, I know. I really
One more thing before we go, and I know I wish we had a show on Friday because I really wanted us to actually just agree on the same thing. Why on earth would they have a standalone episode with General Hospital Ava on Wednesday? I mean, I know it's good for the ratings and everything, but I'm not a fan of Marlon West's work other than playing Carly on As the World Turns. So I don't know why they wasted a whole hour on her the other day.
Well, I agree, Bobby, but, you know, it's not a call at all, and you know what?
Okay,
I loved it. Well, yeah, because you like Ava, the kill. See, killed AJ. See, was the one that made Morgan go insane. And I'm sorry, I will never rectify that in my mind or in my heart, what she did. I will never forgive her, ever. And she is not a good mom to Avery. She has screwed up Kiki beyond belief. Yes, Bobby.
I agree, and I understand what they're doing for Able, but this is their answer to saying, "Oh, we want Marlo West to win a daytime Emmy this year." It's obviously going to work on half of them, for especially for those that are fans of Marlo's work, but it's not going to work for people that are just watching the show who are Ava fans. I mean,
well,
not
and Ava,
who are against Ava. I'm sorry, not Ava fans.
Yes,
but you
Ava and Ava. And Ava needs to be taken out. I've said this for the last year. Take out Zillian and Ava, and Merry Christmas to everyone, because the duo need to be knocked off their peg. Right, Bobby?
Exactly. And I tell you, these standalone shows, I mean, I can send JJ's on days being okay, because it did send an important message on a people that want to attempt suicide or stuff like that. I understand what they did with JJ's, and that worked perfectly. But remember, Guy and Mike tried this to save their show. It didn't work. They tried this for a while to save their show, and it kind of worked, especially with what we saw with JJ versus the others in the past. If GH is starting to do this trend here, basically, and start with Ava, it's not going to work at the end if they want to get show of the year.
Well, okay.
I'm on Stephanie.
Well, no, I that was funny. I sneezed on air. Yes, but I think, well, yeah, I think we should end it because I gotta go to the stove.
I'm on Stephanie. That's the Andrew Cookie. We go off.
What?
I want to thank you, Bobby and Maggie, for your prayers and support. I'm doing very well. I appreciate it. Thank you for your prayers.
Okay.
I just hope you can be better out. I don't know if I'm going to make it on this Friday show because I'm going to a hockey game, and I don't know how long that's going to be, so I might not make it on this Friday. I don't know if you have rescheduled the Tina Sloan interview for later in the day, later this week, or whatever, but I'm not sure about that either.
Well, yeah, and David, did they send you home with really good drugs or no?
Yeah. I don't need them, though, because I'm in pain. So, it did, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the pain so.
Yeah, okay, so, yes. Yes, we are going to call it a morning. And, Bobby, I will text you later. And
right.
Have a great day, everyone.
And text me also if there's any breaking news concerning about this government shutdown. If they come through.
Oh, God,
yeah,
no. Bobby, do not get me started. Do not started about it.
But keep me up to date and invent they break in with a breakthrough to this, and
they always did.
You know, website won't end up.
They always did, Bobby. They always did. They always, you know, did a stupid freaking compromise. You know what? And what? Screw the Dreamers? No, this is wrong on so many levels.
Alright.
You have a father that was here since he was 6, and you send them back. And you know what? This White House administration needs to be outed. What is happening? And everyone is waking up angry and mad at the world because of what he's doing. And so, please, people, you know, no, I'm mad over this. So, yes, we better go before I say something bad, really bad.
Okay, well, that's okay, Carly. I didn't mean to get you started up. Have a good day.
Well, I know. Okay. Bye, guys. Bye.
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 Bye, Bobby.